On behalf of Venafi, HashiCorp, and Carahsoft, we would like to welcome you to today's podcast, focused around HashiCorp Vault and Venafi, scaling in production, where Paul Cleary, ecosystems architect at Venafi, and Larry Eichenbaum, senior solutions engineer for federal at HashiCorp, will discuss how HashiCorp Vault and Venafi can increase your zero trust security posture, establish policy and compliance guardrails, and seamlessly accelerate mission delivery.
All right. So hello and welcome, everybody. My name, again, is Paul Cleary, the ecosystem architect here at Venafi, and I'm joined by Larry Eichenbaum, senior solutions engineer at HashiCorp. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the few different ways that organizations are scaling HashiCorp Vault in production along with Venafi to securely use machine identities in their application and deployment pipeline. And when I talk about a machine identity, real quick, that's a TLS certificate, and that's something that we'll get into during this presentation here. And so as the ecosystem architect at Venafi, I work with our technology partners, such as HashiCorp, as integrations are built between the Venafi platform and many of the security products that your organizations use every day. Venafi is the cybersecurity market leader in machine identity management, securing the cryptographic keys and digital certificates on which every business and government depend on to deliver safe machine-to-machine communication. The integration that we're looking at today between Venafi Trust Protection Platform and HashiCorp Vault is just one example of the necessity of the ecosystem. It takes really strong collaboration from partnerships like this one to help eliminate some of that friction between security and development teams and increase the overall security posture of the organization. Larry, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and HashiCorp?
Sure. Thank you, Paul. So as Paul said, and Christina said, my name is Larry Eichenbaum. I'm a senior solutions engineer here at HashiCorp. I've been working in the DevOps space for about 7-8 years now. And what I found, and one of the reasons that I'm here at HashiCorp, is we find that there's a lot of challenges that customers are having in industry today, especially around how they manage secrets and protect secrets. And HashiCorp is an industry leader in that space. We make it easy and accessible for all of your applications, your humans, your clients, to consume secrets, certificates, all sorts of data that you want to keep secret. And we do so in a very robust manner to enable all of your applications and tools to work together. At the end of the day, it's really a focus on how do we enable your systems to function in this multi-cloud world, often paired with on-premise, and enable capabilities to allow you to adopt a least privilege aspect and zero trust model for your systems. So thank you for being here today.
Excellent. Thanks, Larry. So before we get started, really we just want to set the stage a little bit. And to do that, Venafi has been helping organizations like yours solve machine identity management challenges for over 10 years. And we really view this space as an authentication issue. And so to that regard, there are really two actors on every network. We have people and machines. And people rely on usernames and passwords to get access to the data and the services that they use every day, but machines don't use usernames and passwords. They still need to authenticate themselves and gain access to these systems, but they use something called machine identities or keys and certificates, or you may be more familiar with the term non-person entities or NPEs. And so every year, businesses are spending $11 billion protecting usernames and passwords, but we're just now starting to get protecting machine identities with that same level of effort. And the bad guys and the threat actors out there have already started to figure this out. And so they start to dedicate more time and resources on compromising these extremely valuable machine identities. The challenges connected with managing machine identities have become much more complex over the last few years. The physical perimeter is gone, as Larry mentioned. Organizations are moving more toward a zero trust model. And remote work is routine today. Physical security is no longer relevant. So we've got things like the cloud, mobile, edge, and IoT devices that all need to be authenticated properly and connected to our enterprise networks. And so the question becomes, how do we allow or deny access? And the answer, as I mentioned on the previous slide, is authentication or identity. Identity really has become that new perimeter. And so our definition of machines includes all the new technologies found on enterprise networks. These are things like containers, clusters, services, APIs. And because all of these require machine identities to communicate securely, we need a method and a platform in place to manage those securely with visibility, intelligence, and automation for the organization. And so today, organizations, again, really need a way to manage this wide range of machine identities. And in order to put into place an effective machine identity strategy, we need the ability to verify every machine identity that gets issued throughout the organization. We need a system of record that can control access to trusted users, to trusted machines. And then we also need the ability for the security teams to have visibility into that issuance process. So wherever teams may be requesting these machine identities, they need to be requested in a way that conforms to the policy set forth by the security teams, as well as gives them visibility into the issuance of those certificates, right? And so, Larry, I believe HashiCorp Vault can create and store most, if not all, of these different machine identities. Is that correct?
Yeah, Paul, that actually is very correct. So with Vault, we can apply and leverage authentication and authorization as two mechanisms to control access and enable those different types of machine identities to communicate with one another. As we know, as we are building up microservices and applications that are really leveraging newer technology stacks, it's necessary for those communications to happen incredibly fast, and we need them to be incredibly secure. And so with Vault, with all those identities, one other thing that we do is we ensure that every request or every transaction is both authenticated and authorized. Because some system or tool was permitted to make a connection or communicate 30 minutes ago doesn't necessarily mean that they should be permitted to communicate now for reasons. And so bringing that layer of additional security is really key into how these tools interact and work together.
Excellent. Yeah, thanks, Larry. Great point. So just to keep setting that stage just a little bit before we get into a demo and example use cases, we've got to paint a picture. And so human identities are really literally the tip of the iceberg in huge organizations that you guys work in every day. They represent a fraction of the overall identities that organizations need to manage to confirm or deny access to those systems that we talked about. And on top of that, the network is changing faster and faster every day. The number of people in the world is going to remain relatively flat, and we've seen that over the past 15 years. But the number of devices is growing. And even larger than that, the problem is applications. Applications really are machines as well, because they need those machine identities to authenticate and gain access to other applications and devices. And so these are growing at an exponential rate, with a huge inflection point last year in 2020. And it's these systems, these automated connections, that keep businesses running. And so that's why it's incredibly important to be able to manage the security surrounding these machine identities effectively. And so for the rest of this presentation, we're taking a look at an example customer. It's a financial services company that has about $44 billion in annual revenue as of 2019, and they've got a little over 65,000 employees. They did use a combination of our plugins, which we'll get to in a moment, the different integration paths that are available between Venafi and Vault. But they are really solving this problem for over 8,000 applications in their organization, and that's both internal and external. And so as they thought about different strategies to accomplish this goal, they had a few problems to solve that they were thinking about as they defined requirements. And so they needed application deployment teams that could get machine identities fast without breaking their standard DevOps pipelines. And so this shouldn't introduce any type of ticketing or change requests, nothing like that that's going to be a potential bottleneck in that process. The second requirement is the info security team must be aware of those machine identities. So the end users that are requesting these certificates they should, again, be able to do that quickly, but the Venafi teams or security should be aware anytime those certificates are being issued. And then finally, once they've built out that process and have tested things successfully, they need the ability to fully automate, right? So any type of automated build pipeline or anything of that sort, once it's fully tested, should be fully automated. And again, require no human intervention, no introducing of any bottlenecks in that process. And so the customer from our example, they've really embraced something that Venafi calls certificate as a service. And this is a solution design which, at the really highest level, basically says that information security, or the PKI team in an organization, should develop a means for application developers and deployment teams to get the machine identities that they need whenever they need them, without having to wait for the security team to go through those outdated and manual tasks that could cause the bottlenecks that I talked about. So those are things, again, like manually checking certificate issuance policies or entering and subsequently waiting for change requests to go through, even emailing or physically handing over end entity certificates on flash drives. And all of that type of process, we need a way to automate the issuance as well as the delivery of those certificates to the end applications and entities that require them. And so most organizations, they were already undergoing a digital transformation process and adopting these DevOps practices. And in the last year, we've seen those efforts increase drastically, both in scope and timeline, for really one simple reason. They didn't have a choice. They had to do it. They had to adopt over 2020. And so what we've seen is that many of our customers have maybe not started using the Venafi platform in their DevOps environments. It might even be that they do have both technologies, Venafi and HashiCorp, in place. It's just that the teams haven't been connected yet. And if they maybe only knew of the possibilities and the options available to integrate, both teams would benefit and the overall security posture of the organization would increase. And so I mentioned a couple of minutes ago that we do have really three different usage patterns. The first is what we call the Venafi Secrets Engine. And this is what allows for HashiCorp Vault users to get any publicly trusted certificate from really any of the 40-plus certificate authorities that the Venafi platform integrates with. And so this allows for, again, Vault users to continue using the same process that they've used day in and day out for the history of their career to request a certificate from Vault. But on the back end, Vault is reaching out to Venafi, and in our demo, we're going to be using a Microsoft VA, but that could easily be DigiCert, it could be Entrust, GlobalSign, and the one of the other benefits of the Venafi platform is the ability to enable crypto agility. So while we're using Microsoft CA in our demo, and maybe a customer's using Microsoft CA in their environment, you would be able to really quickly, with just a few button clicks in the Venafi platform, change what certificate authority fulfills these requests. And so from a Vault user's perspective, nothing has changed. They're still requesting that certificate from Vault, but on the back end, maybe now it's being requested and issued through DigiCert or Entrust, as opposed to their internal Microsoft CA. And so it's really powerful in that if you ever had any type of a CA compromise or you are using an internal Microsoft CA and now the root of trust has expired and it's time to recreate that entire PKI, you can do it in essentially a few clicks with the Venafi platform. Next, we're going to take a look quickly at the Venafi Monitor Engine. And what this Monitor Engine allows is, again, you get the same benefit from an end Vault user's perspective. Nothing has changed from their day-to-day process. They're still able to, again, request those certificates from Vault. The difference here is maybe they need that immediate issuance that Vault offers, right? And in the previous example, if you're using something like the Microsoft CA internally, as you'll see when Larry and I get to the demo, those requests take about 5 seconds or so. And it's because that PKI is all internal, right? So you can imagine if you are requesting certificates out from a global sign or a DigiCert or NTrust, depending on any approvals that may be set up on the CA side, those requests can take anywhere from the 5 seconds that we're about to see to 5 minutes to sometimes 3 days. It just depends on what's been set up at the certificate authority side of things. And so what end users get with the Venafi Monitor Engine is the ability for Vault to continue issuing those certificates, which we'll see happens in less than 1 second. It's that instantaneous issuance for DevOps pipelines or immediate application deployment that they need and they're used to. But at the same time, Vault is sending all of those requests back to Venafi after the fact so that the security team has visibility into all the machine identities that get issued. And then before the certificate request is actually fulfilled by Vault, it's doing a check on the current policy that is pulled from the Venafi platform. So if, for whatever reason, the Vault user requests a certificate that maybe it's a typo on the domain, or maybe they're requesting a certificate for a domain that the security team has not yet enabled, they get an immediate error message that says, hey, the Vault policy doesn't match the Venafi policy, and so we're not going to issue this certificate. And then lastly, the last integration pattern that I want to talk about is very similar to this Vault Monitor Engine that we talked about. The only difference is before Vault issues certificates, it's getting a subordinate CA certificate and an issuing policy from the Venafi platform. And so, again, you get that speed of issuance from Vault, which is the instantaneous certificate issuance time. But in this case, those certificates are chained up through the enterprise trusted route. And that could be the public route from DigiCert or NTrust that we talked about, or it could be your internal Microsoft PKI or something similar to that. All right. Now, before Larry and I get into the actual demo portion, I do want to reiterate that this particular example customer, they're using a combination of all three of those design patterns that I just highlighted, depending on each of their application's use cases. And so I'm not able to replicate the scale of their infrastructure for this demo, but it's important to note that it does contain a number of Vault clusters that were utilizing performance replication for DR purposes. And another thing to note here is actually during the deployment and testing phase with this customer, we actually ran into a couple of issues when integrating very specific versions of Vault with very specific versions of Venafi inside that cluster. And I bring that up because it's collaboration between HashiCorp and Venafi, our support teams and our ecosystem and partnership teams that enabled us to get to the root cause quickly and publish an update that solved the issues for this customer before they moved into production. And so security administrators at this customer have been able to rapidly scale and offer that certificate as a service model to the rest of the organization, making it easy for developers and deployment teams to get the machine identities that they need as soon as they need them, still using their native tools. And with that, we will wrap things up here. And just to kind of summarize what we've looked at and talked about, this application team at our example customer really came away with the following facts, right? And this goes back to the requirements that they had set forth for this effort. Vault teams, they need an easy and seamless way to get enterprise trusted certificates into their application pipeline, especially as organizations adopt more cloud native and DevOps practices. Not only that, but the info security teams must have the ability to set policy on those certificates and have visibility into their issuance and usage. And finally, when these teams are able to work together successfully, really everybody benefits, right? And info security is assured, DevOps remains fast, and the organization is more secure because of the combined effort and collaboration between those two teams. And with that, I want to thank everybody again for joining and see Christine if we have any questions.
Yeah, thank you both. That was great. Like you said, we're going to move into our Q&A session. Feel free to continue to ask any questions in the Q&A pod at the bottom of your screen. We will try to get through as many as time allows, and any additional questions will be followed up by our team here at Carisoft. So our first question is, how do you reduce the time for issuing the certificate?
Yeah, good question. So we looked at a couple of different plugins. I would say depending on the specific needs of the organization, one of those plugins may be better suited than the other, right? If you need the ability to interact with publicly trusted CAs or a CA that's not Vault, you'll want to test out and explore that first plugin, the Venafi Secrets Engine. If speed of issuance is important and you actually really do need that instantaneous sub-1-second issuance time, that's the point where you'd want to explore the Monitor plugin and potentially the subordinate CA use case that we talked about, but again, didn't really see, but it works the exact same way as that Monitor engine that we looked at. So again, I would say just to summarize an answer to that question, if speed of issuance is important to the applications, you'll want to check out that Monitor plugin. That's going to be the best bet.
Thank you. Our next question is kind of a piggyback on that. If the Venafi platform is down, how does the CA authority work for the certificate?
Yeah, another good question. So this really goes back to that last example that we just showed. If for whatever reason the Venafi platform does go down, that's where the Vault issuance, using that Monitor plugin, it's still going to remain active and available. So your DevOps pipelines, your CI/CD processes, all of those can continue requesting the certificates, and then once the connection from the Venafi platform is reestablished or maybe the Venafi server has rebooted or finished its update, whatever caused it to be unavailable at that time, you get all of those certificates in the inventory after that connection is reestablished. If you're asking about the external public CAs during a Venafi downtime window, that would be one situation where you're not going to be able to make that request, right? If you're using the Venafi CA plugin to reach out to DigiCert or Entrust or GlobalSign or any of our other public CAs, at that point, that is something that you would need the Venafi platform available for.
Thank you. Our next question is, are there any additional licenses required to support these integrations?
Another good question. So there are no additional licenses from a Venafi or Vault perspective. Everything works out of the box with our open source integrations. The one note that I'll make is the reference architecture at the sample customer, they are using some performance replication and things like that, which I do believe require a Vault Enterprise license. And Larry can keep me honest there if needed.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Paul. So if you are taking advantage of the disaster recovery or performance replication features, as well as many of the other capabilities within Vault that extend beyond certificates, those may require that enterprise license. But the ability to utilize plugins such as the Venafi plugins that we highlighted, that in and of itself you can perform with all versions, including open source of Vault.
Thank you. Our next question is, if we've already implemented Vault as the certificate issuer for some application teams, how difficult will it be to introduce the monitoring and policy controls after the fact?
That's another good one. So it's pretty easy. I'll say that it's going to depend a little bit on the specific use case and exactly what the end goal is. But for the most part, you're able to insert these plugins very easily into existing Vault infrastructure. So if an organization out there is already using Vault to issue certificates, then really introducing the Monitor plugin that we just looked at, it shouldn't change the end user's workflow at all. That's really the goal of that integration, is to allow the security teams to get the visibility and the policy ability that they need without affecting the developer's workflow at all. So they can continue using Vault the same way that they have, but at the same time, give that visibility and the ability to put a policy on the Vault requests to the security team. So I would answer that and say it does depend slightly which version of the integration that you're looking to implement, but overall, we've designed it in a way to be as seamless and as easy to implement as possible in both new and existing infrastructure.
Thank you. Our last question is, Is there a reason companies choose to use one Vault Venafi plugin over the other available options?
Yeah, and that one, it kind of goes along with the first question that was asked. It really will depend on the end need of that specific application. In our example, right, we did see that this customer is using a combination of the three different versions of the plugin. So some of their applications, I'm assuming probably the external facing applications, those are probably going to be better served with the PKI backend plugin that allows you to issue publicly trusted certificates through Vault. For those maybe internal applications or test applications that are going through maybe DevOps optimization, I'll call it, so you're really getting certificates on a very rapid basis, maybe once a day, once an hour even, for those ones, the Venafi monitoring engine is going to be the best use case because, again, they get that instantaneous issuance time available to them and really don't need to worry about long-lived certificates that are going to be expired at the end of the day anyway.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we close today?
Nothing from me, no. Thank you, Christina and Karasoft and the audience.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information on how Karasoft, Venafi, or HashiCorp can assist your organization, please visit www.carasoft.com or email us at venafi@carasoft.com or hashicorp@carasoft.com. Thanks again for listening and have a great day.